In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Okay, we've got a good one for today's community question. And the question is, with regards to family, at what point do you cut and run, so to speak, and only interact politely when necessary, i.e. family gatherings for a wedding, funeral, etc.? And this is specifically around the topic of race and racism. And so I know a lot of people have this question, like, what do I do when I'm going to a family gathering and I know that one of my relatives is racist AF and is going to say some crazy ass shit, or, you know, the silence and like just general apathy around this topic is like deafening to me, that no one wants to discuss it, or no one, you know, we just want to like gloss over it or like pretend like there aren't any issues happening, or, you know, just avoiding the conflicts that are going to happen if you get triggered and, or not. I mean, you don't have to be triggered to stand up for this. You're being triggered by the fact that your relatives are continually, saying these inappropriate, insensitive, and often racist things. Right. And so what do you do about that? And is there a point where you just like completely disengage, or do you continue to try to engage with them to try to change their thoughts, their behavior, how they're thinking and speaking about some of these topics? And I think that it's really tricky and it's really difficult, because at the end of the day, you can't change anyone's mind. You can't make them believe something different, and you can't force them to think the way that you think. Now, what you can try to do is connect with them as a human. And so before you even get into this conversation, like decide, like, what is your end game? What are you trying to accomplish with this conversation? Typically, it's not the first time, not the first interaction. They likely maybe even know how you feel, you know how they feel, but you don't want to give up. You don't want to give up on them. And so what's your end game? Is your end game to make your point that what they're saying is wrong? Is your end game to make the point that, you know, you want to understand what they're saying or where they're coming from? Is your end game to shame them and shut them up? Like, what is your end game? And, you know, I think the most productive end game is really one around human connection and understanding. And so how can you, not to say that those other end games are not totally valid, because, you know, we get frustrated and sometimes like all you can do is just shut that shit down, right? As quickly and as in whatever way you need to handle that. And I totally respect that as a valid way to navigate some of these conversations. In the cases where what you want to do, you feel like maybe you have an in, you feel like this person maybe will listen to you and maybe you can start to connect with them and understand where they're coming from so that you can potentially influence them. Like, right, we can't force someone to change, but we can try to influence people in one direction or a better direction, right? And so as you are thinking about how you can connect with them, think about putting on your detective's hat. How can you listen and try to stay centered and try to not get triggered by the different things that they're saying in the context of this conversation? But how can you listen and become a detective and really start to ask questions that pull out more information for you that can help your understanding of how this person is situated in this particular topic? And what you can do with that information is actually use that to go and get more evidence potentially, or to circle around their reasoning, or to bring other points to light that maybe that they're not thinking of, giving them other sources and other viewpoints. And in some cases, like if you listen to them, they'll be more likely to listen to you. Now, in other cases, like people just, you know, they can't help it. They they like revert to like base nature, confrontation, defending, and you're not going to get through to them at all. And any time that you find yourself in that kind of conversation where you're like, this is going to go nowhere except for screaming, tears, and like food being thrown, definitely cut and run in those conversations, because you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to end up feeling terrible. And it's, you know, it's not going to be a positive outcome. But if you find yourself in a space where you can have a conversation, a discussion with someone and learn from each other, then you've got, you know, an opportunity to potentially introduce some new information, a new perspective, and that person cares about you, right? In the case of family. And so they want to be connected to you. They want to feel close to you potentially. And so they might be open to listening. And so how do you set yourself up for success? You know, don't do it when you're tired or cold or cranky or hungry. Do it when people are in a good mood and just, you know, bring it up in a way where you're ready to listen, ready to communicate in a way that supports each other, expressing themselves, and again, dig in to understand where they're coming from so that you can use that information to provide alternate ways of thinking or speaking about that topic. And of course, each case is completely different, right? So you've got to go like case by case and just give it a shot and see. And the thing is, if it's someone who is important to you, someone you have a close relationship with, you might try it more than one time. You might, you know, you've been in these conversations, you might keep trying to get them to understand your perspective. And then in some cases, you might just have to agree to disagree because again, you can't force anyone to believe what you believe, even when you're right. You just have to kind of leave it at that. And so in the cases where people are completely unreasonable, don't put yourselves in harm's way. Don't try to convince them, but feel free to exit. And it is about like, what do you feel like taking on? Do you feel like trying? Do you not? However you feel is totally valid and move forward with that. But know your why and then use that to help guide the conversation and to try to connect with them as a person so that you can understand. And in that understanding, see what else you might be able to help expand their horizons with. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.